This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at issues that affect you and your community.
Welcome to another episode of Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefalika Botnagar, and in today's episode, I want to highlight a local student and a local high school making beautiful, creative things happen. Welcome to Addison Gomez, a junior at Wolfson School of Advanced Studies, as well as Principal Christopher Begley. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thank you very much for having us.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to start with Addison, and then we'll dive into what the principal thinks about this young woman's talent. Addison, it's really great to have a chance to speak with you. I know that right now you're a junior at Wolfson School of Advanced Studies, and you submitted a short film called Mona Lisa to the 2023 All-American High School Film Festival, and you got selected. So I would love to know, where did your love for film really get started?
I mean, it's really my parents. You know, they exposed me to a lot of film growing up, so it's just very exciting. My main goal through film is to mainly inspire other people. It's like kind of cliche, but I mean, helping other people out. With my next film, I kind of want to reach out to other charities and organizations to just have a bigger impact rather than just having people watch it. Just, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I took a minute to find your Mona Lisa video, and I have to say it kind of resonates with, I think, a lot of people who go through high school and, you know, have to kind of find their own place and be their unique selves. Tell me, what did you want to portray with that film, and what did it accomplish for you?
It's really connecting to my sophomore year. I mean, I was just entering the IB program, kind of figuring yourself out right after freshman year, and putting that whole thing together with my friends was just really fun because they also felt that same insecurity of high school, if you can relate to that. It's just trying to figure yourself out before you got to go into the real world and be an adult. So I just think, for me personally, it was very reflective, and I hope other people can see that through not just the acting or the story that was through the music video, but through the editing and stuff too, because that was also fun.
I can imagine. And it seems like you had a hand in a lot of different moving parts when it came to that short film. You were the director, you were, you know, the editor, like you mentioned. Tell me a little bit about the stars of that film and how you selected them, how you decided to shoot some of the scenes, as well as, you know, some of the animations I saw in that.
Well, my twin sister, was the lead, so I could get her to do anything. If I was like, if it's awkward, I don't care because we're going to go home together and it's going to be fine. But my best friend was the, I guess, Mona Lisa part of it, and she just had fun being pretty and smiling for everyone. I was like, you just got to look amazing, like look like Mona Lisa. So that's what I told her to do. And the behind-the-scenes actors were also all my friends. It was just like, just party, you know, pretend like we're at homecoming, like we usually are. So just have fun. And that's the main part of it because, you know, you can't fake that kind of happiness. So just make it very real.
That's pretty interesting. I was wondering if it was you, or I didn't realize you had a twin because she looked just like you. So I was like, okay, that solves that mystery for me. Thank you. And as far as directing and editing, all the technical aspects that goes into making a film, like, what was that like for you?
So I have been editing since the second grade, like just fun stuff with my friends, mainly with my cousins. So I've been, you know, looking up on YouTube how to do everything, you know, finding the cheapest option rather than taking a class, a whole college course or anything, but just, you know, learning as much as you can online. So that's what I did for this. I studied short filmmaking, just containing a story, making it interesting and engaging, and making sure it resonates with audiences. But just making sure everything works together and learning new software. And the animations are kind of hard. I had to like lay it over a green screen and everything. So it's just, but it's more fun than hard work, I think.
Well, that's always good. That's a good sign that you might have a passion for this career, you know, if you love what you do. And when you first got selected for the 2023 All-American High School Film Festival, What was your reaction? What did you feel? And what was it like to go up to New York City?
Well, my sister actually told me, I was like, I don't want to look at it. It's 12 a.m. I want to go to sleep. I have school the next day. And she was like, okay, I'll leave you alone. And then we were going to go to sleep, and she just screamed. She's like, oh, my gosh. And I was like, oh, wait, no, I know. Like, it's just like, I was like, leave me alone. And she's like, no, you got selected. I was like, what? So then I told my mom, I was like, oh, should we take our stuff and go to New York? So, and she's like, I mean, I don't know, you have school. And I was like, you know what, it's fine. We're just going to do it. So what I got out of the experience was just so much fun. You get to meet so many amazing filmmakers. Like, most people, the person who won Best Overall Film, he had some celebrities in his film. I was like, how did you do that? And he was just like, you know, just got to make connections. So that's why I learned, like, making connections is the biggest thing, especially in, like, big industry in New York and everything. But I actually made a vlog out of my experience, and I submitted it to the competition. They had a competition where you could vlog your experience, and I won that competition. I wasn't expecting to win, but I won $1,000. So I thought that was great. They have a lot of opportunities for high school students, so I just took that one. And so I guess going on the trip is worth it because I got to vlog it and then won some money out of it. So I thought that was fun.
That's fantastic. Congratulations on winning the vlog for the competition. And as far as like your work here in Florida, are you going to continue doing films? Do you have an idea or concept? How far do you want to take this thing, Addison?
In all honesty, would love to do filmmaking in the future. I actually got to direct my first play, too, for the school. It was a 25-minute play / musical. That was an amazing experience. It was much more hands-on than the short film, because the short film was only 3 minutes long. But producing and acting in a 25-minute musical with I got to meet so many incredible people. I think that's the best thing about filmmaking, meeting people and seeing how people change on the set. Because with the play, the people on there, some people hadn't had that opportunity to showcase in front of the whole school. So it was fun to do that too, because making connections, basically. So yeah, that was fun. But yeah, I would love to do this in the future. But it really all depends, because I want to stay in Florida to finish school. And I'll just see where this takes me at, but I will continue doing it. So thanks for asking.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there anything you want to say to other students who may be thinking about making films? And maybe it's, you know, I don't know, intimidating sometimes, or they just aren't sure how to make a creative idea come to life. What kind of advice would you tell them?
I would say put yourself out there. I also did Youth Leadership Jacksonville, and that was their main thing too, to put yourself out there, because you really don't know. I didn't know I was going to win the competition. I mean, if you have the passion and you have the love for doing film and art and stuff like that, and the need to reach out to others, I would just say put yourself out there, because if you don't do it, then you're just going to wonder what could have happened. So I think just put yourself out there.
That's true. That's great advice, actually. And it's, you know, easier said than done for some, but I think
yeah,
you're absolutely
very much easier.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think you're absolutely right when it comes to that. I also see here you won the superintendent's coin of excellence. I didn't even know that existed. Tell me about that. What was that like?
Oh, that was fun. I got to go there with my sister and my mom. They're always there for everything. So just, you know, just meeting people there. It was nice. It was just really nice to be recognized, I think.
Yeah, it is. And I think you deserve it, especially with you know, the creativity, you've got this spark, this passion within you, which I think it comes across really well. So I think that it's well-deserved. And the Coin of Excellence, that's a new award now. I think a lot of people are going to be looking for in the future. As far as your relationship with, you know, family and friends and this creative process, have you had any kind of challenges that you've had to overcome that can maybe shed light on the journey of being a filmmaker as a student?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like there are more challenges than success. There's definitely a lot of self-doubt, because this competition, I mean, to be screened in New York City, most people were coming from New York or California or parts of Hollywood to submit into this competition. So I just felt really lucky to even be selected. But yeah, a lot of like, I guess, an imposter type feeling, like, especially in high school, because you're trying to, you know, put your own label on stuff, trying to keep up grades and, you know, relationships, family and all that stuff. So I just keeping everything afloat was really hard, especially when creating the video. But you feel so much more relief when it's over, and then you get the spark to keep creating, because my main goal is to help other people out. So if you keep that motivation, then it's not so scary anymore, and you don't, you know, feel so insecure. So yeah.
Cool. Congratulations on like facing those fears and being able to balance everything. I'm sure that was a lot of juggling, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. As far as the song Mona Lisa. So I'm not sure if that was part of like those are the options that you can pick from as a filmmaker, or I noticed plenty of other students chose that as well. Why that song and what does that mean to you?
Okay, so Mona Lisa mainly appealed to me in sophomore year, and especially to all my other friends. They were like, yeah, this kind of captures being a sophomore right now and trying to figure yourself out and, you know, not having to be the best or the best looking at anything. And, you know, because you want to be a Mona Lisa. I feel like everyone wants to be a Mona Lisa at some point in their life. So capturing a moment at a party or something like that was what I wanted to make through the music video. So I just thought it was like the best option for me. It was just perfect.
Very cool. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you, Mr. Bagley. This is very fun. I've never done an interview before, so this is great.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm your first interview. That means a lot to me, actually. I think you did a great job, by the way. So I want you to know, Addison, that, you know, keep going, doing what you're doing. And if you're passionate and you're called to this kind of adventure, take it. Because as a fellow creative, as a fellow, you know, I'm a journalist and reporter, but I started off, you know, as a slam poet. And, you know, it's a beautiful life, I have to say. It does get,
yeah
it does get challenging because you have to kind of carve your own path, but I am excited for you. So, you know.
That is great. Thank you. Yeah, I would just say keep your friends and family close while doing all this, because it's just, it can be a fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great advice, too. Well, thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you, and I hope you have a great day at class. Good luck with finals.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about Addison Gomez as a student and what the IB program that she's currently in offers.
Addison is a fantastic student. She's a very good role model for all in not only academics, but in being a well-rounded student. At Wolfson High School, we are a dedicated magnet, which means we're not just we're not a neighborhood school. It's a school that you have to academically apply to get into. It's for gifted and advanced students. And so we offer a lot of different opportunities here for students not to just do the academics, because a lot of times students that are incredibly academic kind of go down the path of just doing that. And we try to gear students here into finding what another one of their passions are and guide them to do that as well. It doesn't matter if it's sports or if it's clubs or if it's fine arts, whatever that it is, to give them something, a relief from the heavy academics that they are in. And so Addison, for instance, is she not only does she do film, but she's also in band. She is in the IB program. The IB program is it's the most rigorous academic track that a student in the United States can take. It's, you know, it's international baccalaureate, and so it's the same curriculum that they're using all over the world. And it is college credit for each one of the classes that they take and pass. And so it's a lot of work, it's a lot of studying, and she balances that very well with being in other things as well. And she is an incredibly good student. at a school like this, it's difficult sometimes to maintain a really high GPA because of the level of the classes that you have to take. But she has like a 4.8 GPA, makes almost always straight A's in things. One of the classes that she's taking as that it relates to film is she has an IB film studies class this year that she's taking as well. And she also is taking IB theater, where she said that she wrote one of the plays that they just performed about a month ago. So she's really active in the theater as well as in the band. But she's a very good, strong academic student. And I think what's been really good to see from her is that you wouldn't know it from the interview that you just had with her, but she is really a shy kind of a person. And I've seen her grow from being very, very shy to what you just got finished talking to, which is very, she's now, you know, when you get in her lane, she's very outgoing and just a super kid. And her, you know, like she said, she has a twin sister who is equally as awesome as well.
Wow. I think I can just hear the pride in your voice as a principal talking about these students, especially Addison's achievements. And it is a beautiful thing to see a young person develop right before your eyes. And I think that that's one of the goals of this IB program. Tell me a little bit more about Wolfson School for Advanced Studies and what sets it apart from other schools.
Well, I think with Wolfson, what we really strive for here is, yes, it is a very rigorous school. We're ranked very high in academics, and it is very challenging. But what we try to do here is to make the whole experience of Wolfson being in high school is something that they look back at when they're at college and think, man, I had an awesome high school experience. I didn't just have to study. It's not a place that I just had to go every single day. It's a place that I look forward to going because we have, you know, such a great atmosphere here. We have such a great bonding between the faculty and the staff. Every single faculty here is either a coach or a club sponsor or works with students after school. They all have bought into being a part of these kids' lives, just not a place where they go, where they have to get their diploma. And so that's the reason that every teacher here will know all of this, you know, most all of the students, and because they're very supportive, and we all have that one vision of, and the culture of our school is helping each other succeed, because that's what we always say, is that our mascot is the Wolf Pack. And a lot of people will just think it's just a wolf. It's not a wolf. We're the Wolf Pack, which we say to the students all the time, is that you're never alone. Being a part of the Wolf Pack means that you're never alone. You always have a support with you. You're in a pack. You have a faculty. You have administration. You have friends. You have parents, partnerships. Everybody is in this together. So we are the Wolf Pack.
I think that's really important to, you know, reiterate, is that students these days have, especially at Wolfson's, has a, you know, sense of unity and community within the school. And especially with certain things that high school students have to face these days that are dangers that maybe perhaps you and I as adults now have not had to experience before. It does mean a lot to hear that this Wolfson High School has a sense of unity and cohesion. So no one gets left behind.
Yes, that's the goal.
All right. Well, tell me a little bit about the superintendent's coin of excellence and what that means. What's the significance of that award that Addison won?
Well, the previous superintendent, Dr. Green, I believe, is the one that started that. And so each month they choose people to be recognized, students who have achieved something and they special and over the top, and they are invited to the school board meeting, and at the beginning of the meeting they recognize the student and tell about what their accomplishment was, and then get the coin from the superintendent at that meeting.
I see. That's pretty cool. That's a nice tradition to carry forward, to recognize young people for their accomplishments once a month. That's great. And for you as principal, if I may ask, why are you a principal of a high school, and what do you get out of it? I'm just curious.
Oh, well, I have wanted this job since I was 10 years old. I knew I was going to be an English teacher. And then just growing through that and getting into administration and wanting to be a part of something of a bigger picture as I am now. I've been a principal for 26 years now, there is just not a more rewarding job that's out there. The best thing is when you see students like Addison that, you know, you start out and they're just a 15-year-old that comes to us that is just shy and doesn't know their place. And then when they leave here, they have been educated both socially and academically, and they leave here and go to the college of their choice. We have kids that are now in Harvard and Yale and all, a lot of the public schools that are the public high schools that are here in Florida. And it doesn't matter if they are going to the University of Florida, if they're going to Florida State, they're going to Clemson, they're going to Yale or Harvard. They all say that they were incredibly prepared for where they are. And that is the biggest reward, is when you hear back from those students in college and go, you know, it's easier in college than it was in high school because we're so prepared. And that's when you know that you've done a great job and they're making good decisions in college and they are just living their best life. And to look back and just go, I and the faculty here had a part of that, and there's nothing more rewarding than that. And that's the reason, no matter if I've been offered any other kind of a job outside of this, I've never even considered it. I'm a principal, and that was my calling.
Wow, I'm impressed with the level of passion and dedication you have in that. There's so much conviction when you speak about being a principal, and the fact that you made your childhood dream come true just goes to show that, you know, you can lead others to do the same, hopefully, right?
Absolutely.
Well, as principal, coming up in the next school year, this upcoming January, do you have any special plans for Wolfson's that you'd like the community to know about?
The application process is open. It opened December the 1st, because believe it or not, we've been recruiting for next year's class, because every student here has to actually apply and be accepted. And so if anybody is listening and has a student that is advanced and is in eighth grade and is looking for a new home, that please look on our website at duvalschools.org/Wolfson, and on the banner it'll have our tour guide, our tour listed there, all the tours that we have left, and please come and check out and see if this is a school that would be good for you.
Wow. Well, I think that's a great shout out to the community there. Thank you so much for listening to Jack's Journal, brought to you by 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's News and Talk. I'm your host, Shefala Kabatnagar, and I just want to say thank you to Addison Gomez, as well as to you, Principal Begley.
Thank you very much for having us.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.